Running a nonprofit, it can be tough.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, you're always trying to do more with less,
Right.
always scrambling for funds,
Always.
trying to prove you're making a real
Trying
difference.
to measure that impact.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today.
To make things a bit easier, hopefully.
To help you be more effective.
More efficient, too, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. To really use your data to make a bigger impact without getting bogged down in all the details.
Cutting through the noise.
Exactly.
So we've been looking at this ebook called Mission Amplified, Unlocking Nonprofit Potential with Solver.
Okay.
It's all about how this solution, Solver, and their XFP&A approach can really change the game for nonprofits,
Change the game how?
like in how they think about their strategy, their operations, the whole thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, it gets pretty deep.
So what are we focusing on today? What are the big takeaways for our listeners?
Well, the big thing is how nonprofits can use data better, right?
Yeah.
To improve their financial and operational management.
Okay.
So it's like giving you a shortcut to understanding these concepts.
A cheat sheet almost.
Exactly. And how they can actually benefit your organization, on the ground.
Makes sense. So what are the key areas we're going to cover?
Well, it pretty much follows the ebook, chapter by chapter.
Okay.
So first off, understanding key performance indicators, KPIs,
Right.
figuring out what to track. Then we'll look at how to really shake up your financial reporting.
Shake it up.
Yeah, make it more transparent, give you better insights.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What else?
Then we'll dive into operational insights.
Like what?
Everything. Grants, members, donors,
The
volunteer,
whole shebang.
pretty much. We'll see how to unlock those insights. Then we'll touch on workforce insights.
People power.
Exactly. And lastly, we'll tackle how to simplify the whole budgeting process, for a nonprofit.
Which can be a beast, let's be
It
honest.
can be, yeah.
Okay, so let's start with those KPIs. Now, in the nonprofit world, success isn't just about the money, is it?
No, not at all. It's about the impact you're making.
Right, on your mission.
Exactly.
So how do KPIs fit into that?
Well, they're kind of like a roadmap for leaders,
Okay.
showing them not just if they're financially stable, but also how efficient their operations are.
And the big one, how are their programs actually impacting the community?
Exactly. KPIs keep your eyes on the prize, on your mission.
Makes sense. But the ebook mentions that a lot of nonprofits struggle with this,
All
right?
right.
Like finding and actually tracking the right KPIs.
It's a common problem. They might have data all over the place or these generic dashboards that don't really fit their needs.
So their data isn't really telling them what they need to know.
Exactly. It's like having all the pieces of a puzzle, but no picture to put it together.
Right.
So that's where Solver's XFP&A comes in. They let you create these custom KPI dashboards.
Okay.
And these dashboards can be tailored to match your nonprofit's goals.
Oh, so it's not one size fits all.
No way. They're really personalized. And it's not just about looking at static numbers. You can dive into the data, explore the why behind the numbers.
Ah, so you can see what's really driving your success.
Exactly.
What happens if nonprofits don't have clear KPIs? What are the risks?
Oh, they're real. I mean, resources are tight in the nonprofit world.
Always.
Right. So without clear KPIs, you risk wasting those precious resources.
You could be putting your efforts in the wrong places.
Exactly. And you could miss out on funding too.
How so?
Because you can't show donors or grant makers what you're achieving, how you're making a difference.
It's all about proving your impact.
It is. And without that proof, well, you might struggle to even survive, let alone thrive.
That's a good point. So these Solver dashboards, they're real-time and interactive, right?
Yeah. Instead of just a static report, you can see things changing, in real time.
Oh, wow.
Like imagine you click on a KPI, say the number of people you're serving, and boom, you see all the related data.
Like the financial data, operational data, everything.
Yep, all in one place.
That sounds incredibly helpful.
It is. The ebook actually gives some specific examples. Like there's this interactive KPI dashboard.
Okay.
It's like a central command center for all your key performance areas.
And there's a KPI scorecard too, right?
Yeah, that's more of a high-level view. It's like a table with all your KPIs and how you're doing compared to your budget,
Okay.
both monthly and year to date, so you can quickly see if you're on track or not.
What about for the executive team? Do they have their own dashboards?
They do. There are separate executive dashboards for financial KPIs and operational KPIs.
So they're getting the most relevant information tailored to their needs.
Exactly. It's all about making sure everyone has the right information at their fingertips.
I like it. There's one more dashboard mentioned, the nonprofit benchmark analysis dashboard. What's that all about?
So this is cool. It lets you compare your performance to other organizations.
Oh, like a little friendly competition?
Kind of. But more importantly, it helps you see where you stand.
Are you ahead of the curve, behind the curve?
Exactly. And it can give you ideas for improvement.
Makes sense. So these dashboards aren't just pretty pictures. They're actually tools to help nonprofits improve.
They are. They take all that data, which can be overwhelming, and make it actionable.
So nonprofits can make smarter decisions.
And ultimately have a bigger impact on their mission.
Okay, so now let's move on to financial reporting. That seems like a headache for a lot of nonprofits.
It can be. There's a lot of pressure to get it right.
Yeah, you've got regulations to comply with, donors to keep happy.
Exactly. And you need to provide insights to your own team too, you know, so they can make good decisions.
All with limited staff and tight deadlines.
It's a juggling act for sure.
The ebook talks about how many nonprofits still rely on manual processes and spreadsheets.
Oh, yeah. It's more common than you think.
Which could be a recipe for errors and delays.
It is. And it can make it really hard to spot trends in your financial data.
So you might miss problems or opportunities.
Exactly. And if your reports are always late or full of mistakes, it erodes trust.
Yeah, with your donors, your board, everyone.
So how does Solver tackle this? They automate everything.
Okay.
Their financial reporting tools are all about automation, getting rid of those manual processes.
So you can get accurate reports out faster.
And they're specifically designed for nonprofits, so they meet all those unique reporting needs.
That makes sense. The ebook also mentions that nonprofits are under more scrutiny these days.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So having clear, accurate financial reporting is more important than ever.
Absolutely. Regulators, donors, board members, they're all asking for more detail, more accountability.
So you need to be able to track everything carefully.
Especially if you have multiple entities or programs.
Right.
And you need to be able to show where every grant dollar is going.
Which can be a nightmare with spreadsheets.
It can be. But Solver's XFP&A platform, it integrates all your data, automates calculations, and generates these dynamic reports.
So you can answer any question anytime.
Pretty much. The ebook actually highlights a bunch of specific financial reporting templates that Solver offers.
Okay, let's dive into those. What's the first one?
So there's the Statement of Activities Variance Report.
Okay, that sounds pretty standard.
It is, yeah. It's like the bread and butter of nonprofit financial reporting.
So what does it show?
Basically, it breaks down your revenues and expenses by category.
Okay.
And it shows you your actuals versus your budget for the month and year to date.
And the variance, right? Like, are you over budget or under budget?
Exactly. And it usually highlights the variances in color so you can quickly see where you're off track.
That's helpful. What about the Statement of Activities Rolling 8-Quarter Report? Why look back that far?
It's all about seeing the bigger picture, you know, spotting long-term trends.
Okay.
Like maybe your revenue has been steadily increasing or your expenses have been creeping up.
Gotcha.
And this report usually includes a narrative summary at the top.
So you can quickly grasp the key takeaways.
Exactly.
Now, what about nonprofits with multiple entities or program sites?
Oh, yeah. Consolidation can be a nightmare for them.
For sure.
But Solver has a Statement of Activities Consolidating Report.
How does that help?
Well, it lets you compare the financials of each entity side by side.
Okay.
And it shows you the consolidated results for the whole organization, both for the current year and the prior year.
So you can see how everyone's doing and how it all rolls up together.
Exactly.
The ebook also mentions some reports that focus on the balance sheet.
Right. There's the Statement of Financial Position Multiple Entities, which is similar to the consolidating report for the Statement of Activities.
Okay.
But it focuses on your assets and liabilities, you know, what you own and what you owe.
Makes sense.
And then there's the Statement of Financial Position Working Capital.
Working capital, what's that all about?
It's a measure of your short-term financial health.
Okay.
Like, can you pay your bills, cover your immediate expenses? And this report includes a chart that compares your working capital with your current ratio.
What's the current ratio?
It's another indicator of your short-term stability. It looks at your assets versus your liabilities.
So the higher the ratio, the better.
Generally, yes. It means you have more assets to cover your debts.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What's the last financial report we need to know about?
It's the Cash Flow Analysis 13-Month Rolling Report.
What's so special about that one?
It's kind of a two-in-one report.
How so?
It has a dashboard at the top that summarizes your key cash flow metrics.
Like your net surplus or deficit, your cash from operations, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And then below that, you have a more detailed statement of cash flows.
So you get the high-level view and the granular details.
Precisely.
You know, it's interesting that many of these reports can be customized to include things like specific programs, funds, grants, and locations.
Yeah, that's really powerful.
It's like you can slice and dice your financial data any way you want.
Exactly. And that level of detail is essential for nonprofits.
Because you need to know exactly where your money is going and what impact it's having.
Absolutely. It's all about transparency and accountability.
Okay, so we've talked about knowing your financials inside and out, but now let's move on to operational insights.
Right. This is where the rubber meets the road, right?
Exactly. This is where the mission work actually happens.
So we're talking about managing grants, engaging with members and donors, coordinating volunteers.
All the moving parts of a nonprofit.
The challenge is all this data is often scattered across different systems.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Like grant information in one system, member data in another, donor records somewhere else entirely.
And maybe volunteer hours are still being tracked on paper.
It happens. And this fragmentation makes it really hard to see the big picture.
To understand how everything is connected.
Exactly. It can lead to inconsistencies in reporting, slow down decision making, and make it difficult to meet grant requirements.
Plus, it makes it harder to build relationships with your supporters.
Because you don't have a complete view of their engagement.
So how does Solver address this?
Their XFP&A platform has this robust data warehouse.
Okay.
It pulls all that data from different sources and brings it together.
So you have one central place for all your operational data.
Exactly. And then they have these customizable report templates that can reveal trends, variances, and opportunities.
So you can see how everything is performing.
And make better decisions.
And these operational reports, they work alongside the KPI dashboards and financial reports we talked about earlier.
They do. So you get a truly holistic view of your organization.
I like it. Let's look at some specific operational report templates. The ebook mentions a bunch for grants, members, donors, and volunteers.
Right. Starting with grants, which can be really complex to manage.
For sure.
Solver has a transaction detail grants report that gives you a line-by-line breakdown of all your grant transactions.
Okay.
Then there's the variance report grant managers, which compares grant awards to the prior year.
So you can see how your grant portfolio is trending.
Exactly. And for a quick overview, there's the top 10 report grants.
What does that show?
It uses pie charts to highlight the top 10 grants by awarded amount, by grant manager, and by spending.
So you can see at a glance where most of your grant funding is coming from and going to.
Exactly.
There's also a 13-month rolling trend report for grants.
Right. This shows you how much you've been awarded and how much you've spent over the past 13 months.
And it breaks it down by compliance status and whether the funds are restricted or unrestricted.
Precisely. And this report can also include data on members, donors, and volunteers.
So you can see trends across all those areas in one place.
Exactly. It's all about connecting the dots.
What are the last two grant reports?
There's the comparative report grants, which compares grant awards across different grants, managers, and types.
Okay.
And then there's the exception report grants, which flags any significant variances from your budget or the prior year.
So you can catch potential problems early on. Now, for members, donors, and volunteers, it seems like there are similar types of reports available.
There are, yeah. So for members, you have reports that track membership activity, identify top members, analyze trends, and compare payments to the prior year.
Right.
And for donors, you have reports that track donations, identify top donors, analyze giving trends, and compare current donations to the prior year.
And for volunteers?
You can track their hours, identify top volunteers, analyze trends, and compare engagement to the prior year.
So it's a consistent approach across all those key operational areas.
Exactly. It makes it easier to understand your data and make informed decisions.
Okay, let's move on to the people who make it all happen, the workforce, both paid staff and volunteers.
Right. Managing your workforce effectively is crucial for any nonprofit.
But it can be tough. It's especially when you're dealing with limited budgets and a mix of paid staff and volunteers.
It is, and it can be hard to get a clear picture of your workforce metrics if you're using outdated tools or multiple systems that don't talk to each other.
Right, like trying to figure out your headcount or how much your budget is going to salaries.
Exactly. And if you don't have that clear insight, you risk making bad decisions about your most valuable asset, your people.
You might be overstaffed in one area and understaffed in another.
Or you might be paying too much for salaries or not offering competitive enough benefits.
So how does Solver help with all this?
They have advanced workforce reporting and analysis capabilities.
Okay.
Their XFP&A platform pulls together all your workforce data and presents it in these easy-to-understand reports.
So you can see trends analyze costs, and make better decisions about your staffing.
Exactly. And these workforce reports are integrated with their budgeting tools.
So you can plan for your future staffing needs more effectively.
Precisely.
Let's look at some specific workforce reports mentioned in the ebook. What's the first one?
There's the average revenue and contribution margin per FTE report.
FTE, that's full-time equivalent, right?
Yes. So this report shows you how much revenue and contribution margin each FTE is generating.
Which is a good measure of efficiency.
It is.
What's the next report?
It's the Human Capital Analysis Compensation Report.
So this one's all about salaries and benefits.
Yep. It shows you the average salary per FTE, how that compares to your budget, and how it's been trending over time.
Okay.
And it breaks down the compensation figures by department.
So you can see where your payroll costs are concentrated.
Exactly.
What about the Human Capital Analysis FTE Efficiency Report?
This one looks at how effectively your FTEs are generating revenue.
Okay.
It shows you the revenue per FTE, the payroll expense as a percentage of revenue, and the same payroll percentage broken down by department.
So you can see which departments are the most efficient?
Right.
What's the last workforce report we need to know about?
It's the Human Capital Analysis Headcount Report.
This was pretty straightforward, right?
Yep.
It shows you your current headcount and how it compares to your budget.
Exactly. And it breaks it down by department so you can see if any areas are overstaffed or understaffed.
The ebook also mentions that you can generate more detailed personnel reports, like a comparison of actual versus budgeted payroll by department.
Right. So you can really drill down into the details if you need to.
So with all these reports, nonprofits can really get a handle on their workforce.
They can. And that allows them to make smarter decisions about staffing, compensation, and overall workforce management.
Which ultimately helps them achieve their mission more effectively.
Precisely.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground. Let's move on to our final key insight. Simplifying nonprofit budgeting.
Ah, yes. Budgeting. It's the bane of many a nonprofit's existence.
I can imagine. It can be so complex and time-consuming.
It is, and it's often done with these clunky tools that just aren't designed for nonprofits.
Like spreadsheets with a million tabs.
Exactly, and that leads to errors, delays, and frustration.
Plus, nonprofit budgeting is unique, right?
It is. You have restricted funds, grants, fundraising campaigns, all these different moving parts.
So traditional budgeting tools just don't cut it.
They don't. But Solver's XFP&A solution is designed specifically for nonprofits.
Okay. How does it make budgeting easier?
Well, it automates a lot of the tedious tasks like data entry, version control, and approvals.
So you can focus on the strategic stuff like analyzing your financials and making plans for the future.
Exactly. And they have these intuitive templates that make it easy to input your budget data.
The ebook mentions that these templates can pull in actual historical data and support driver-based forecasting.
They do. So you're not starting from scratch every year. You can build on your past performance and make more accurate projections.
That makes sense. Let's look at some specific budget templates mentioned in the ebook. What's the first one?
There's the Revenue Auto Forecast Next 3 Months.
Okay, so this is for short-term projections.
It is. It takes your actual revenue data and automatically forecasts your revenue for the next 3 months.
Based on what?
You define up to 3 key revenue drivers, like maybe the number of clients you serve or the average donation amount.
Gotcha. What about for expenses?
There's the expense forecast by department template.
What does that do?
It shows each department manager their year-to-date expenses and lets them input their forecasts for the rest of the year.
Okay.
And it calculates the variance between their forecast and the current budget.
So you can quickly see if any departments are planning to spend significantly more or less than expected.
Exactly.
What about for payroll, which is usually a big expense for nonprofits?
They have a employee payroll budget with assumptions template.
How does that work?
It's actually 2 forms. One lets you define your assumptions about payroll taxes and benefits.
Okay.
And the other lets department managers input salaries and employee info.
And then the system automatically calculates all the payroll costs and breaks them down by month.
Precisely.
What's the next template?
It's the expense budget by department.
This one sounds pretty straightforward.
It is. It lets department managers enter their budget amounts for each expense account. They can do it manually or use Solver's spreading utilities to copy last year's expenses, apply increases, or allocate expenses seasonally.
So it's flexible.
It is.
The ebook also lists some demo templates for more specific budgeting needs.
Right, like salaries and benefits allocation, which shows you how to allocate those costs to programs and grants.
Cool.
There's also membership forecast, which lets you project member revenue and expenses based on things like member count and renewal rates.
Interesting.
And membership enrollment, which is for tracking and projecting new member acquisition and retention.
Okay.
Then there's event forecast, which lets you plan your fundraising events in detail.
And long-term strategic planning, which is for developing multi-year financial plans.
Exactly. So there's a template for pretty much everything.
It sounds like Solver really thought of everything when they designed these budgeting tools.
They did. And the goal is to make budgeting less of a chore and more of a strategic process.
So nonprofits can focus on what really matters, their mission.
Precisely.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, haven't we? We've looked at how Solver's XFP&A solution can help nonprofits improve their planning, reporting, and overall performance.
We have. We've talked about KPIs, financial reporting, operational insights, workforce management, and budgeting.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. And the key takeaway is that data can be a powerful tool for nonprofits.
But only if you use it effectively.
Exactly. And Solver makes it easier to do just that.
So you can be more agile, more innovative, and more impactful.
Absolutely.
So here's something for you to think about. How could a more data-driven approach transform your nonprofit?
Good question.
Could it streamline your processes, free up staff time, and unlock new insights?
It certainly could.
And what strategic questions could you answer with real-time, interconnected data that you can't answer now?
Lots, I imagine.
We encourage you to explore these possibilities and see how these concepts could work for your organization.
It's all about using data to make a real difference in the world.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep using your data for good.
Yes.